Shalom Aleichem. Shev Shmaitza. Shmaitza Gimel. Perek Aleph. We're learning Amir Tzah Hashem with the help of the Holy Sefer. Shmaitza Mivueris. So it says in the Mishnah, Meseches Nida, the very beginning of the Mesechta, that there's a machlokas between Shammai, Hillel, and the Chachamim. What happens if a woman sees blood and she doesn't know when the blood started flowing? So a woman sees blood. She's a Nida. What she touches is Tameh, but she doesn't know from what point to consider herself Tameh. So, according to Shammai, it's very simple. She's only Tameh from the time she actually realized she had blood. Before that, she's not Tameh. Dayan Shatan. That's the Shita of Shammai. Hillel argues, and Hillel says, no. Mipkida lipkida, from the last time she checked. She checked 3 days ago, so she's from after the time she checked 3 days ago, she's considered Tameh. And whatever she touches is going to be Tameh. Chachamim argue with both of them, and they say it depends whether, when the last time she checked was. The lashon of the Chachamim is, Me'es leis me'metes ayam mepkido lepkido, mepkido lepkido me'etes ayde me'es leis. Which means that if she checked, let's say, 48 hours ago, then the me'es leis, which means 24 hours ago, makes the shear smaller, and you always go with the smaller shear. So therefore, she's only going to be Tameh for the last 24 hours. 24 hours is the maximum. She checked before 24 hours, and it's only going to be 24 hours. Let's say the Chachamim hold, she checks 12 hours ago, and she's only Tameh for 12 hours. So that's Mepkida Lepkida, the last Bedika, the last checking, is Memayit the Me'es La'es, the 24 hours. So we have Shammai that holds, she's only Tameh from right this moment. We have Hillel who holds that she's Tameh from the last checking, and then we have the Chachamim who say that it depends which was the smaller shear. 24 hours or the last time she checked. So on that, the Gemara asks, now we're reading inside, Tinegarsin and Bereish Nida, Tanan, Mikvah Shinim Dar V'Nimsa Chaser, a mikvah that was measured and found to be Chaser, meaning in order to be a Kasher mikvah, you need to have 40 Sa'ah. And this mikvah was found to have less than 40 Sa'ah. Kol HaTaros Shinasu Agab of the Mafreya, all of the Taros, meaning, all of the pure things that they used with the kalim that were immersed in this mikvah. That's what it means. Kol taros shenasu al gabav, shenasu al gabav. Or anything pure. In other words, you put a pot in this mikvah. And now, this pot came into contact with food. So, what's the din? The din is that l'mafreya, retroactively, their tamei, bein birshus harabim, bein birshus hayachid. Normally, we hold that safek tamei birshus harabim is tar, and safek tamei birshus hayachid is tamei. But here it doesn't matter whether the mikvah, Rashi holds it's the mikvah, other Rishonim hold that it's talking about the taros. But we'll just stick with Rashi. That Rashi says that whether the mikvah was in Rishus HaYachid or whether the mikvah was in Rishus HaRabim, it doesn't matter. Everything is Tameh already in the past. And it's not only Tameh, but it's Tameh Tumah Vadois. So we don't say that it's only Tameh from this moment on. Anything that was tovled in this mikvah? No. We say that even in the past, everything that was used, put in this mikvah, which we're not sure when it became chaser, but we say, if we're not sure, then anything that was tovled in the past is considered tameh. So the Gemara says that this is a kasha, both on Hillel and on Shammai. Why? Because l'shammai kasha l'mafreya. According to Shammai, it's a kasha retroactively. In other words, why are all the taros that were put into this mikvah, meaning why were, let's say you put the pot in the mikvah, and then afterwards the pot came into contact with truma, and when you put the pot in the mikvah, you did not yet know that the mikvah was chaser, you thought it was male, and then afterwards you measured it, and you saw that it has less than 40 saw. So what's the din? The din is that even before you checked, even the pot that you toveled before you checked, is considered tameh. And therefore, anything he came into contact with will be Tameh. Why? Because that's what the Mishnah says. So this is a kasha on Shammai. Because Shammai holds that it's only considered a woman whose anida is only considered anida from the time she actually sees, and not beforehand. And yet here in the mikvah case, we see that it's already considered tameh earlier on, retroactively, even before you checked it. And that's, therefore, it's a kasha on Shammai. And according to Hillel, it's also a kasha why? Vadai. That the Mishnah says in mikvos that all of the taros that were on this, that were put into this mikvah. Meaning, again, you put the I'm just using the lashon of the Gemara, but you put a pot in the mikvah, and then afterwards you put shurim on the pot. So we consider and then afterwards you measured the mikvah and you saw that it was chaser. So we consider retroactively earlier on this mikvah to have been chaser, and therefore the pot remained tameh, and therefore the food it came into contact with also is also tameh. So the kasha is that the Mishnah says that it's definitely tameh. Whereas Hillel holds that it's only tamei misafek. Dilu me'eis leis shebenida. Whereas the last 24 hours is a sheet of chachamim. But Reb Hillel would say mipkida lepkida. But either way you look at it, whether you're talking about the chachamim or Hillel, in the case of nida tolin, when you have a suffix as to whether or not she was in nida, and truma comes into contact with truma. So what do? You're tole, meaning you don't do anything. It hangs in limbo. Lo ochlin, you don't eat it. You're not allowed to eat the truma that she came into contact with, this woman who was a suffolk nida, because we only afterwards found out she was a nida. So now, when we found out she's a nida now, and we're not sure what was her status before, the truma that she touched before is not allowed to be eaten. So that's lo ochlin. And what does it mean, lo sorfin? You don't burn it. Why? Because maybe she was really tahora when she came into contact with the truma, and you're not allowed to burn truma. Stam, you're not allowed to burn truma. So since we're not sure if this woman was tmei or not, we're not allowed to burn the truma misafik. So you see that it's only a suffik. Vilu hacha, but with respect to the mikvah, we consider it tuma vadai. We consider it 100% vadai tuma. And the proof is because if it wasn't vadai tuma, then if it was only suffik tuma, then in Rosh HaRabim, it shouldn't be Tamei L'Mafreya. When we have a suffix in Rosh HaRabim, we consider it Tar. And from the fact that here in Rosh HaRabim it's considered Tamei, it must be that it's a Tumah Vadois. So we basically have two kashas. We have a kasha on Shammai, that the Mishnah says that it's Tamei L'Mafreya, and Shammai says only from right now. And we have a kasha on Hillel. The Mishnah says it's Vadai, and Hillel says it's only suffix. So the Gemara answers that a mikvah that is measured and found to be chaser is not to be compared to a nida that saw blood. Why? Because with respect to a mikvah, hasam, with respect to a mikvah, mishum de'ika l'neymar, ha'amed tameh al cheskaso, ve'ema lo toval. You can say that the person who went into mikvah is tameh when he went in, and therefore he's a cheskas tumah. And now that we have a suffix about the mikvah, so he remains with his cheskas tumah. And that's why there's a tumah vadois. Because he walked into the mikvah with a cheskas tumah. And now that we're not sure what the status of the mikvah was, he keeps his cheskas tumah. And we assume then that the mikvah was chaser. Because we don't know. So just go with his cheskas tumah and say the mikvah was chaser. And be metame everything be tumah vadois. Masha Ein Kain, Anida, who saw blood, before she saw the blood, she was Becheskas Tahora. And therefore, she remains with her Chazaka, and we're either Metayer Lagamre, like Shammai says, until this moment, and according to Hillel, we're not Metayer Lagamre, but at least we say that everything is a Suffolk. So again, so the Gemara asked Akasha the difference between Nida and Mikvah, and why Nida is more kal than mikvah, and the answer is because mikvah, the person who walks into mikvah walks in with a cheskas tumah, and therefore we're going to be more machmir and keep him with his chazaka. He should remain with his cheskas tumah, and everything he touches after he's tovel in the suffolk mikvah is going to be tameh vadai, because he's tameh vadai when he walked into the mikvah. He's a cheskas tumah. Whereas in Nida, before she actually saw the blood, she had a Cheskas Tara. And therefore we're going to be more lenient with the Nida, and we're going to say that only either according to Shammai from here on in she's considered Tameah, or according to Hillel from before in there's a suffix, but it's definitely not a Vaday. So ask the Gemara, Adarabba, ha made mikvah cheskaso veim alo chaser. No. Why don't we say, how can you tell me that with respect to a mikvah, the man who walks into the mikvah is tovel, since he has a cheskas tuma, he remains with his cheskas tuma, and therefore there's a tuma vadois. The mikvah also has a chazaka. The mikvah has a cheskas male. So say the mikvah was male until we actually found it to be chaser. So we have a chazaka against a chazaka. We have the man's chazaka who's tame when he walked into the mikvah. He's a cheskas tuma. But we have the tuma's chazaka when he walked in that the tuma was male. That the mikvah was male. We only found out it was chaser afterwards. So chazaka against chazaka, like they say in football, canceling out penalties. So there's no cheskas tuma at all. On the other hand, there's no cheskas tara, so we should just make it a safek. Now we're not sure. We have the mikvah's cheskas tara against the man's cheskas tuma. So make canceling out tumas, and we don't know. So at least make it a safek. And yet the Mishnah says that it's vaday. Everything that was told in this mikvah before in this vaday tame. But why? You have the mikvah's cheskas tara. Cheskas Malay, which would make everything tar. Answers the Gemara, Hacha Chaser Lefanecha. Excuse me, Hare Chaser Lefanecha. No, now you see that the mikvah is chaser. Now it definitely doesn't have a shear, and you can't keep it in its original chazaka and say that it wasn't chaser until now. Because now you have a vadai right in front of you, standing, staring you in the face, is a mikvah chasera. So therefore, it doesn't really have a cheskas tara, this mikvah cheskas male, because now you see that it's chaser lefanecha. And that would explain why everything in the past is going to be tamei vadai, because the person has a cheskas tuma, and the mikvah is chaser lefanecha. So it doesn't help that originally had a cheskas male, because you see now that it's chaser. Ask the Gemara, Hachanani, so to hear, with respect to a Nida, why don't we say, Hare Dam Lefanecha? This Nida woman has blood right now. We know Bivadai that she is Tmeya. So how could Shammai have said that you keep her with her Cheskas Tara that she had until now? Just like we say about the Mikvah, Hare Chaser Lefanecha, now that the Mikvah is lacking, you can't assume that earlier on it wasn't. So too with the woman. Now that the woman has seen blood, you cannot assume that earlier on she didn't have blood, because Aredam Lefanecha. Answers the Gemara, it's true that now there's Dam Lefanecha, but we can say, Hashtahu Dechazai, only now she saw blood, and therefore you can be mamid her in her first chazaka of Cheskas Tara, and it's not a kasha, and it's not a kasha. You see the blood in front of you now, because you can say now she saw, and that's why you see blood. But that doesn't tell you what was happening in the past. In the past, let's keep her with her cheskas tara and assume she was tahara. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, then hachanami hashdu the chaser. So we can say the same thing then about a mikvah. Hashdu the chaser. Now it became chaser, and yet the Mishnah doesn't say that in mikvahs. So we don't assume that it became chaser now. We assume it became chaser earlier. So too with a woman. Why don't we say that we assume that she became a nida earlier? So answers the Gemara, oh, hachi hashda, you can't compare. Hasam over there in the case of nida. Ika lameimar chaser ve'asa, chaser ve'asa. You can say that the mikvah became gradually diminished. And since now we know that the mikvah has less than 40 se'ah, and we also know that the way of a mikvah is to become gradually less and less, that means that even before we were certain that the mikvah had less than 40 sa'ah, there was already a reyusah, there was already a weakness in the cheskas male of the mikvah, because a mikvah becomes gradually less and less. So now that we find the mikvah to be under 40 sa'ah, we can assume it was under 40 sa'ah even earlier. Even before we checked. Well before we checked. Why? Because the way of a mikvah has become gradually less and less. So it never really, it lost its cheskas ha'malei. But hacha, so therefore that's why we're metayr l'mafreya, all of the tyros that were pure based on this mikvah. But hacha, but with respect to a nida, mi ika l'neymar chazoi ve'asa, chazoi ve'asa. Can you say that a nida sees gradually? No, a nida sees suddenly, in one shot. And therefore, even though there's dam lefanecha, even though right now you see she has blood, don't assume that the blood came earlier, because since the way of the blood is to come suddenly, so assume that it just came right now. She just saw blood right now, and there's no reyasa in her chazaka that earlier on the blood had already started, because the blood didn't start. The blood just came now. Whereas with mikvah, you can assume that the mikvah became chaser earlier, because that's the way of the mikvah to become gradually less and less. But a woman who sees blood, so she sees it in one shot. So therefore assume that it happened this second. And there's no reyasa in the chazaka, because it's a split second deal. It happens suddenly, not gradually. So the Gemara answers, no. My kushya? What's your kasha? How can you ask, I or neither woman doesn't see? Gradually, and therefore everything earlier on was considered pure because she, oh, we're assuming that she only saw right this second, and there's no reyes in her chazaka. It's not true. Dilma hagas chazise. Maybe she really saw, drop by drop. In other words, sometimes there's so much blood in the woman's womb that she can't hold on to it. And therefore the blood comes out, drop by drop, little by little. So really there already was blood that blood does come gradually. And therefore we see that with respect to Nida, there is a reyasa in her chazaka, just like a mikvah that was chaser me'at me'at, a mikvah became chaser little by little, so too, the woman sees blood little by little. So in the case of mikvah where there's a reis in the chazaka, we assume that earlier on it was chaser. So why do we also not assume that the woman who sees blood now was already tmeya? Why don't we assume that this nida woman was already tmeya earlier on? And there's a reyes in her chazaka because she saw gradually. And therefore, now that we know she's nida, let's assume she was in nida earlier on, just like the mikvah that we see now is chaser, we assume it was already chaser earlier on. So the Gemara's teretz is, Gemara try something else. Hasam ika tarti l'reyesa. Hacha ika chada l'reyesa. Over there in the case of mikvah, there are two reyesos, there are two weaknesses in the chazaka of the mikvah. Number one, all of the kelim that went into the mikvah started out tame, so they have a cheskas tuma. And number two, harei chaser lefanecha, that the mikvah is right in front of you, you see it with your own eyes, that it's got only 38 sa'ah, it's got 34 sa'ah, it doesn't have the full 40. So therefore, those are two reyesos in the cheskas malei of the mikvah. And therefore, since there are two reyesos, A, the cheskas tumah of the kelim that were put into the mikvah, and B, harei chaser lefanecha, those two chazakas combine to take away the cheskas shalem of the mikvah and compel us to assume that it was already, the mikvah was already chaser earlier on. But hacha, but over here in the case of nida, ika chadal reyesa, there is only one weakness in the chazaka. What's the weakness in the chazaka? Harei dam lefanecha, that we see that this woman has blood. But this reyesa in her cheskas tahara, earlier on she had a cheskas tahara, until now we assume she was tahara. Now we see dam lefanecha, that reyesa in the chazaka is not enough to cancel out the cheskas tahara of the woman. Since all of the pure things that she touched all had a cheskas tahara, And Adarava, if we assume that the tar, that if we talk about the taras that she was dealing with pure truma, so they had a cheskas tara. So about her, we're not sure. We only have one reisa because now we see she has blood at 12:30 in the afternoon. At 10:15 in the morning, she was cooking some nice truma bread, and she was touching it. So that truma bread has a cheskas tara. So we don't know if she already had blood back then at 10:15 in the morning, and we can assume that she was tahora. There is one reis on her chazaka that now she's tamea, so maybe it happened earlier. However, opposite that, we also have the cheskas tara of the food. So one reisa is not enough, but to be metame her earlier, or to be metame her bivadai. The only time you're metame earlier in bivadai is if there are two reisas, and that's the case of the mikvah. And that explains why Shammai says Dayan Shatan, because there's only one reis, and therefore it's only from here on in she's tamea. And Hillel says, Mi pkida la pkida, from the last time she checked, she's tamea mi suffik, but definitely not bivadai. So now the Gemara asks, Umayishna mechavis, and how is this different from the case of the barrel of wine, the famous barrel of wine, disnan, atoseftan shrumus, hayabodekes hachavis. Usually, Tanan means a Mishnah, here it's a Tosefta. It's interesting, Reuven Margolius writes in his Sefer that, well, the reason we say Tanan for a Mishnah is we learn, because we assume that everybody knew the Mishnayos. Tanan, we learn, whereas Tanya would be a Braisa, because not everybody learned the Braisa. Disnan, hayabodekes hachavis. If somebody was checking a barrel of wine, he would taste it from time to time, to see if the wine became sour, became vinegar, lios mafrishalat truma v'holech, in order that he can separate truma from the wine in this barrel to fix other tevel wine. And because every time he wanted to drink tevel wine, he would say that the trumas and maisras of this tevel are separated in that other barrel of wine that I set aside. And that's how he would be mafresh. He'd be mafresh from a barrel of wine that he would check from time to time to see that it's not vinegar. And then when he wanted to drink from another barrel, he would take trumas and maisas off the first barrel. And then afterwards, he checked the wine in the barrel where that he was using as his truma barrel, and he found out that it was vinegar. And you're not allowed to be mafresh vinegar on wine. So all along he's been drinking wine. And it could be that in order to drink the wine, he was separating vinegar as truma. But we don't know from what point the wine became vinegar. Zakta Gemara kol shloshi yamim vadai mikan ve'elach safek. So for the first 3 days, after the last checking, we'll assume that it was good wine. But mikan ve'elech, from 3 days after the last checking, safek, all the wine that he was mafresh based on this barrel has a din of safek tevel, because maybe it was already vinegar when he separated it. And therefore the hafresha is in chal. So what do we see? We see we are choshesh l'mafreya. Accord, v'kashya l'shamay, and it's a kashya and shamay. According to Shamay, if a woman sees blood, she's only tummy from that moment on. And here we see that the wine is already considered vinegar, even though it had a cheskas wine, but now it's considered vinegar from earlier on, from the last checking, from that point on, it's already considered a possible vinegar. So you see that it does not remain with its original chazak, and you are metame lema, you do assume that lema freya lost its status. So why don't we assume that this woman became a nida earlier? That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, Hasam over there in the case of Chavis, Mishum de'ika le'meimar hamed tevel al cheskaso. You know why you are metame, you know why that you say lemafreya, it's a safek. It's safek tevel. You know why? Because the tevel has a cheskas tevel. Because before you separated the wine in this mesupik barrel, so you have barrel one, that's your truma barrel, and then you have barrel two that you want to drink. So the wine in barrel 2 has a cheskas tevel. Ve'emar lo nitkan. So let's let it remain with its cheskas tevel and say that it hasn't been fixed. So that is why the you assume that even retroactively the wine had already turned into vinegar, because what you want to be mafrish, this other barrel of wine that you want to be mafrish has a cheskas tevel. So now that you have a suffix, when the truma barrel became vinegar, you assume that from a certain point on, even though it's earlier, from 3 days and on, that the that it became vinegar, and you're assume making that assumption because what you're trying to fix is tevel, so it has a cheskas tevel. So then assume that it became the truma barrel became vinegar, in order to keep the barrel you're trying to fix with its cheskas tevel. Hamei tevel al cheskaso ve'emar lo nitkan. And say that it hasn't been fixed with this separating and remain tevel, but that doesn't apply to anida. Because with anida, remember, she's dealing with taros. She's touching taros, pure things. She's making a truma cake. So this truma cake is a cheskas tara. So keep it with its cheskas tara. Now that she sees blood, we should only be metame her from here on in, but not earlier. So the Gemara's kasha was, why in the wine case are we metame earlier? And the answer is because we're trying to fix tevel, and that's a cheskas tevel. So therefore we're metame earlier. Whereas a woman doesn't have a cheskas. A woman who's dealing with taros, these taros have a cheskas tara, and therefore keep them with their cheskas tara, and assume that the woman only became tmeya at the moment she actually saw the blood. Says the Gemara, Adarabu, Hamed Yain al cheskaso ve'emar lo hichmeids. Hold on a second, T.L. coaches, as they used to say. Why don't we say about the wine in the truma barrel that it remained wine, because it had a cheskas wine, assume it remained wine, and then we can say that it didn't become vinegar. So if you want to talk about keeping something with its bimam, it's something and its chazaka, so then say that about the wine barrel, and say that it remained wine, and therefore everything until you actually found out that 100% it was vinegar, assume that it was still wine, and therefore everything you had bimafresh until now would be nitkan, would be fixed, would be separated. And says the Gemara, you can't do that. Why not? Because harei hechmitz lefanecha. Look, you have vinegar. You have vinegar right in front of you, and therefore you can't assume that the wine. You can't keep the wine with its original cheskas yayin, because it definitely became vinegar already. It's right in front of you. So that, since the its status now has changed, bivadai, so that messes up the earlier chazaka of being wine, and you can't assume that it had been wine all along. Ask the Gemara if that's the case. Hachanami arei dam lefanecha. So the same thing would then apply to anida. Dam lefanecha. That right in front of you, you see that she has blood. Her status has definitely changed. So how can you say that this woman is considered tahora until the actual moment where we actually know she saw blood, if now that she has blood, she has dam lefanecha, so assume that just like in the case of the wine that it's chometz lefanecha, you assume it became chometz earlier. So too, assume with the woman. Now that there's dam lefanecha, assume that there was dam earlier. And Shammai doesn't do that. Shammai says she's only tmeya from this second on. Answers the Gemara, Hashtahu dechazoi. No, she had a cheskas tara until now, and she only saw it right now. That's what we're going to assume. And the Gemara goes ahead and asks, no, hasam nami, hashtahu dehechmitz. Let's say the same thing about the wine. Only now it became vinegar. So the Gemara really knows, the Gemara really knows how to argue its point. It's relentless, the Gemara. I love it. Hagi hashtah. The Gemara says, no, you can't compare. The Gemara gives an answer. And then the Gemara rejects the answer. And then the Gemara gives another answer. Hasam, in the case of the barrel, Ika tarti l'reyesa, there are two reyeses in the chazak of the wine. One reyesa is that the wine has a cheskas tevel. The wine that you want to fix has a cheskas tevel. And the other one is that it's vinegar in front of you. It's chometz lefanecha. And therefore, the wine doesn't have a chazaka, and it's a safek. So the reason the wine is not fixed from after 3 days is because you have tarti l'reisa. But hacha, but in the case of nida, there's only one chadal reyesa. There's only one chisaron. And what's that chisaron? Rei dam lefanecha. And since dam lefanecha is only one chisaron, and until now she had a cheskas tara, so you keep her with her cheskas tara, and you say dayan shatan, she's only tmei until now. So we just learned is that if there's tarti lereyesa, that again, as we learned also in the case of mikvah, where there's tarti lereyesa, that isn't two weaknesses in the chazaka are enough to put into doubt even what had happened earlier on. And if there's only one reyesa, we can keep it, at least according to Shammai, with its cheskas tara, which is the case of nida. V'rami chavis ha-mikva. Now the Gemara asks, akasha, from the barrel case to the mikveh case. Ma'ishna ha-cha v'adayu, ma'ishna ha-cha safik. Why is the din of the mikveh different, that all of the taros are tmeos bivadai? As we learned earlier, in the case of mikveh, everything that was purified in this mikveh has a status of tamei vadai. And how is that different from the din of a barrel, which the wine, lemafreya, is only considered safek tevel, and not vadai? Why is one earlier on definitely tamei, and the other one earlier on is only safek tevel? Answers the Gemara, in the wine case is only safek tevel. What you were mafresh maybe is tevel, maybe isn't. What you tried to fix. So Amar Rav Chanina Misura, man tana chavis. Who is the tana that taught us the case of chavis? Rabbi Shimon he. That's Rabbi Shimon. Delegabe mikvah nami sveka mashvele. That indeed, in the case of mikvah, he also holds it to suffix. So we had asked the stira, why in mikvah is it a suffix and why in chavis is it vadai? The answer is because it's you're mixing up the rabbis. If you the chavis mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, and it's not a kasha to ask on him why is chavis suffix and mikvah is vadai, because he holds that mikvah is also suffix. Disnan, mikvah shenimdad v'nimsa chaser, kol ataros shenasu agab of the mafreya ben brishus ha-rabim ben brishus ha-yachid tmeos. That's the first opinion, that it's definitely tamei in both brishus ha-rabim and brishus ha-yachid. Rabbi Shimon Omer, brishus ha-rabim tehoros, since Rabbi Shimon holds that it's a safek, so we hold that safek tuma brishus ha-rabim is tar. And in brishus ha-yachid, tolin. And in brishus ha-yachid, we are not sure, so therefore remains in limbo, and you don't eat it, and you don't burn it. But what do we see al-Kopana from Rabbi Shimon, which we're going to discuss Rabbi Shimon Shita a little bit more. But what do we see from Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon holds that in the case of mikvah, if you have a suffix about the mikvah, whether or not it was chaser or male earlier on, we remain, and if you found it chaser now, we remain in a state of doubt, and therefore, if the mikvah was in Rishus HaRabim, everything that came into contact with the pot that was tovled in this mikvah is considered tahor, because Safek Tumei Rishus HaRabim is tahor, and if it's in Rishus HaYachid, tolin. In the case of Rishus HaYachid, since you're not sure, you don't burn it and you don't eat it. Vishnehem lo lamdu ela misota. And both Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, in the aforementioned the Mishnah about the, or it's really a brisa, about the mikvah that was measured and found that it was lacking, they both learned their dinim from Sota. And now the Gemara is going to explain. Rabbanan Savri, the rabbis hold that the din of Safek Tumah is, in the case of the mikvah, is ki sota, ma sota safeki, vasua kivadai, just like sota, we're not sure whether or not an isha sota, who secluded herself with this man, after her husband told her not to. So what do we say? We assume that she definitely was intimate with him, and therefore she is forbidden to her husband, as if it's a vadai, as long as she hasn't drank the mei sota. Hasn't drunk the mei sota. So hachanami, safek vasu akivadai. So too in the case of mikvah, it's a safek. We're not sure when it became, the mikvah became chaser, and we make it vadai, it has a din of vadai tamei. So that explains, according to Rabbanan, why we assume that this mikvah, which now is found chaser, why we assume it was chaser even earlier on? And the answer is, because we learn from Sota. Sota, you're not sure, and you make her vadai tamei. So this mikvah, you're not sure, you make it vadai chaser. So frek the Gemara, e mami Sota, if you're already learning from Sota, Ema ki Sota, so why don't you compare it to Sota fully? Ma Sota b'rishus harabim tahora, b'rishus hachanami, b'rishus harabim tahor. Just like Sota, when a Sota woman was not secluding herself with a man, she's in b'rishus harabim, so you have to assume that she's tahora, and the only time she's tameya is when she secludes herself from b'rishus hayachid. So Hachanami say the same thing about a mikvah, that Safek Tumana mikvah, Birshus HaRabim, is Tahor. If this mikvah, or if the Taros, depending on how you learn, as we mentioned earlier, was in Rishus HaRabim, then why don't we assume that it's pure? That this Kli that was Tovled in this mikvah is pure, because we're talking about Rishus HaRabim. And Safek and Sota Birshus HaRabim is Tahorah. And if you're learning from Sota, say a mikvah in Rishus HaRabim is also going to be tar, if you're not sure. Answers the Gemara, no. Hachi Ashta. Hold on a second. Ha, some over there in the case of Sota, Mishum Stiru. Vestir Rishus HaRabim Leka. There, the only time there's a suffix is because there's Stira involved, because she secluded herself. And there's no seclusion in Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, of course, in Rishus HaRabim she's Tahor. There's no svar to say that in Rishus HaRabim she's Tamea. But in the case of mikvah, mishum dechaseru, because it's lacking, it doesn't have 40 saw. Mali chaser b'shus harabim, mali chaser b'shus hayachid. What does it matter whether it's chaser and b'shus harabim, or it's chaser and b'shus hayachid? Either way, we should say that since we have a suffix, it's going to be considered chaser. V'chi teima hakol safek tumah b'rishus harabim tahor. So you're going to say to me, wait a second. Even though there's no svara to be mechalek between rishus harabim and rishus hayachid, but that doesn't explain why rishus harabim is vaday tameh. Why is that? Because when a person is walking rishus harabim, and he might have stepped over a dead body, and he might not have stepped over a dead body. So what do we say? We say, since we're Mesupik, and he's standing in Rishus HaRabim, so what's the din? The din is, we assume that he didn't step over the dead body. Ah, but there's no Svara to say that this is in Rishus HaRabim, he didn't step over the dead body. What does it matter if he's Rishus HaRabim, Rishus Yachid? And yet that's the din. The din is, we learn from Sota, that Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tahor, and Safek Tumah Rishus Yachid is Tamei, even though there's no Svara to differentiate between the two. By Sota, there's a Svara. She secluded herself, you can assume she became Tameya. If she didn't seclude herself, you can assume that she's Tahora. She's in Rishus HaRabim. But a person who's walking in Rishus HaRabim, and he steps maybe over a dead body, maybe not, so there's no svara to say that he's Tahor, and yet that's the din, that he's Tahor. So say the same thing about this mikvah. That this mikvah, which is a suffix in Rishus HaRabim, let it remain Tahor. Answers the Gemara, no. Kevan dikatati l'reyusa. Kivadai tuma dami. Since there's tarati l'reisa, since there are two reises in the chazaka, it's considered vadai tame. What are the two reises? A, are chaser lefanecha, and B, the mikvah is right in front of you, see, it doesn't have 40 sa, and B, the kalim that were put in this mikvah have a cheskas tuma. So therefore, since it has tarati l'reisa, it's considered vadai tame, and it's tame even in Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says, so that is the Shita of the Chachamim. That's why Chachamim hold that a Suffolk mikvah is going to be Tameh both in Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid, because in Rishus HaYachid you can learn from Sota, and in Rishus HaRabim because it has Tarti L'Reisa. So Rabbi Shimon Savar, why does Rabbi Shimon say his din of Rishus HaRabim it's Tar and Rishus HaYachid Tolin? The answer is, Ki Sota learns from Sota. Ma Sota b'Rishus HaRabim Tar. Hachanami b'Rishus HaRabim Tar. Just like Sota. In Rishus HaRabim is Tahor. If a Sota didn't seclude herself, she was in Rishus HaRabim, she's Tahora. So Hachanami, Rishus HaRabim, Tahor. So too in the mikvah, since this mikvah is in Rishis HaRabim, you can assume that any taras that were purified in this mikvah are going to be tar. Imi Sota. So if you're already learning from Sota, so Ma Sota Rishis HaYachid Tamei Avadai, Hachanami Rishis HaYachid Tamei Avadai. So if you're learning from Sota, say that a Sota who secluded herself from Rishis HaYachid, we consider her Vadai Tamei. So Sota, if the mikvah is in Rishis HaYachid, assume that everything totaled in this mikvah is Tamei Vadai. Answers the Gemara, no, Hachi Ashto, how can you say that? Hasam Yeshua Glaim Ladover, Sherekine La, there, it's logical, Raglaim Ladover, it's logical to say that she was Tamei because Kine La, the husband, warned her in advance not to seclude herself with this gentleman, or he's not so gentle. Vinisteron, she secluded herself anyway, and therefore Mishisayachid, you can assume that she's Tamei Avadai. But Haracha, my Raglaim Ladover Ika. But here, what Raglaim Ladover, what logic is there to say that just because the mikvah is in Mishisayachid, that it became Chaser even beforehand? And that everything you were put in this mikvah, everything you told in this mikvah, is going to be Tamei because it was in Mishisayachid. It could be that it only became Chaser now, and therefore it's 50-50, who knows? So how can you say that it's Bevadai Chaser? So therefore, Rabbi Shimon says that this mikvah is going to be considered only Safek Tamei if it was in, this mikvah is only considered Safek Chaser if it was in Rishis HaYachid. And so in fact, Rashi tells us to say, Nida, that you can say that about everything Tamei. Everything Tamei, a person's walking in a house, and there might have been a dead body when he was in there, and he might not have been a dead body, so he's only Safek Tamei. And we don't learn from Nida that he's Vadei Tamei, because Nida or Glein Ladover. Here there's no Glein Ladover. V'Iba Yisemam. And now the Gemara says, another Teretz, another way of explaining the Machlokas Reb Shimon Chachamim. Hi, new time to Reb Shimon. What's Reb Shimon's reason? Gomar soif tuma mitchilas tuma. Ma tchilas tuma. Safek noga. Safek lo noga. Birshus harabim tor. Af sof tuma. Safek toval. Safek lo toval. Birshus harabim tor. So he learns the end of tuma from the beginning of tuma. What's the beginning of tuma? The beginning of Tumah is where you're not sure if a person touched something Tameh. So the din is that a Rishis HaRabim is Tahor. So too, Sof Tumah. In other words, a mikvah that became Chaser, and you're not sure if the man was Tovel in a Kosher mikvah, or if he wasn't Tovel in a Kosher mikvah, Rishis HaRabim Tahor. So here, the Rishonim explained, Rav Shimon is basically saying what he said before. This Ibayis Ema, the only difference is going to be in the opinion of Chachamim. But Rav Shimon here is saying that you basically learn in Rishis HaRabim, the reason that the mikvah in Rishis HaRabim is considered Malay is because you learn Sof Tumah from Tchilas Tumah. Just like when you're not sure if a person touched something Tameh or not, in Rishis HaRabim he's Tahar. We learn that from Sota. That's Tchilas Tuma. So in Rishis HaRabim, if you're not sure whether he became Tameh originally in Rishis HaRabim, he's Tahar. So to Sof Tuma, when this person is trying to get out of his Tuma, and you're not sure whether or not he went to Mikvah, you can say that he did. Rishis HaRabim Tahar. So you're learning from Sota that just like Sota and Tuma and Rishis HaRabim is Safek is Tahar. So to Sota, so to Mikvah, is if there's a Safek, you consider the Mikvah to have been Male if it was in Rishis HaRabim. And what about Rishis HaYachid? So that's the same thing as we said before. That Rishis HaYachid is going to be a suffix, because with respect to Sota, it's Raglaim Ladavar, and with respect to any other suffix to Rishis HaYachid, there is no Raglaim Ladavar, so we're not sure, so it's this case of suffix. But in Rishis HaRabim, it's Vaday Tar, and Sota, so too, and every other Tumah, so too, the Mikvah is going to be considered Vaday Malay until now, if it's in Rishis HaRabim. But the difference is, the same with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, hold, Hachi Hashta. Hold on a second. You can't compare Tchilas Tumah to Sof Tumah. Hasam Gavra B'cheskas Tarakoi. There, in the case of the of what Tchilas Tumah, whether or not he touched something Tumah, he starts out with the Cheskas Tara. We're not sure if he became Tumah, and therefore Misvega L'Machsin and Leila Tumah. So Misavik, since he is a Cheskas Tara, Misavik, don't make him Tumah. But Hacha Gavra B'cheskas Tumakoi. But Sof Tumah, when the guy goes into this mikvah, and you're not sure if when he went into the mikvah was Malay or Chaser, he has a Cheskas Tumah. The man walking into the mikvah. And therefore, Misfeka, Lomav Kina, Lehmu Tumaso. So Misafik, you don't take him out of his Tumah. So that is the Sugyas HaGemara. And then we're going to see, Mirtz Hashem, this last teretz is going to be very significant for us, and we're going to explain it in greater detail when we get into the explanation of the Mishnah LeMelech, and to be answer a steer in the Rambam, and what the Shmaitza has to say about it. But that's for next time, Mirtz Hashem. And we should all be zoche, always to be Vaday Tehorim, Mirtz Hashem. Shalom, shalom.